One more test, and this one is for the circumstance when you have a collection of systems, essentially, that each one may have a different non-homogeneous Poisson process to describe them. And so in aggregate, it may work out that it's overall fairly constant or not. So Fisher's composite test is looking at multiple systems. It's a rather complex calculation, so it's unlikely you'll do the calculation. Yet keep in mind that when you have multiple possible non-homogeneous Poisson processes, say different models for different parts of your system, and you want to evaluate, is it going to be appropriate to assume the homogeneous process or not, then the Fisher's composite test may be appropriate. It's really focused on, you know, are they equal across the system or not? So if I've got, say, my car, and I have electrical system, the powertrain system, the fuel system, and so on, are the rate of arrival of failures for those different systems about equivalent or not? So can I aggregate the system into one model, or do I need to break it up into separate models and treat them separately? So it's a pretty decent test when you have enough data and it also have a complex system. So the idea is that, are we going to assume that the repair rates are the same across the system or not? And so the basic approach, though, is to start with the MAN arrangement test for each of the systems, so each of those elements within our complex system. So I'd look at the fuel system and do MAN reverse arrangement test, and then look at the powertrain system, and then look at the communication system, or the whichever various elements fit into this. And so I'm stepping and repeating doing this MAN reverse test. And so for each one, I'm determining whether the homogeneous process is appropriate or not. I'm also looking at, is it an increasing failure rate or increasing repair rate or decreasing repair rate? And so that's the first step. And then we're looking at, is the system similar or not? And there's a couple different ways to do this. Wilcoxon's signed rank test, or the Kirschwall-Wallace test, for larger systems, but those are, we're going to talk about when we get into non-parametric hypothesis testing. I find that just plot the data and see if the plots are similar or not is a great way to do it. But if you've got the time and wherewithal, there is this test, a sequence of tests essentially, that allows you to evaluate whether your system is safe to say that you have either a uniform application of a non-homogeneous Poisson process, or even better, if you can use a very simple homogeneous Poisson process. So in your world, are you looking at the trends? In which way are you looking at it? I find that the mean cumulative plot, the MCF, is pretty visual. It's easy. Even managers can get it and understand it. But these trend tests are a way to tell if your data is convincing or not. Is it just random noise, or is it actual behavior that you're witnessing? So use these different tests, and it's a way to practice doing hypothesis tests in one regard, as you look at your data to see what's really going on. A quick reminder, as I throw these in every now and then, is to make sure you're working the exercises. If you've picked up the Quality Council's Indiana Primer, then there's some questions in the back of those page, in the blue pages are called. But if you're working off reading material from the course, or if on your own references, is look for those examples and the quiz problems and so on, and work those examples. Practice using your reference materials. In the next section, we're going to break into non-parametric statistics, and we'll explain what that means, plus the handful of different tools for various different applications and tests that we can run.